John, you put out a regular e-news letter entitled Understanding the Threat. It's an update that you do regularly, and I always look at that. Just last week, your release was entitled this. You entitled it, U.S. Islamic Schools Teaching What ISIS Teaches. Now, before we get into the content, John, of what is being taught in the next segment here, I'd like for you to kind of detail who is doing this and where it's happening. So if you would start with the who right now in my first question, who is teaching ISIS dogma? Who are the instructors? What organizations are involved? Lay that out for us.
So these are Islamic schools in the United States at the elementary and junior high school level.
Wow, that's very serious, I think, for us to take that into consideration, John. You know, we talk an awful lot about Islam on this particular program, but to realize that there are actually schools dedicated to teaching the tenets of Islam is something that's not only serious, but something that I think people across our nation must understand. And of course, you spoke about United States Islamic schools. Where are those schools located? And are they teaching this ISIS dogma with or without the permission of the state departments of education or other institutions of government in which they're located?
Okay, so that's a good question. First, let me say that Islamic schools are in most communities across the United States. There are thousands of them. We have over 3,200 Islamic centers or mosques in the United States, and some of them have schools associated with them. And so literally there are quite a number of these around the nation. So that's the first part. Whether or not the local community knows what they're teaching, I think you'd have to be a cinder block not to know that, because they're not exactly hiding it. If you just take someone at their word and that's how you operate, well, then maybe you would be foolish enough to believe that they're not teaching this in their schools. But we have reports dating back to shortly after 9/11 of what literally one of them, the Freedom House report, which was chaired by the former CIA director, Jim Woolsey. And it literally shared with people what was being taught in U.S. Islamic schools, specifically the schools that were financed by Saudi Arabia, which is a large percentage of the schools, Islamic schools. But we also have, so that's the first part. They're very clear that what they're teaching is that warfare is glued to the faith, to quote a high school textbook in an Islamic school in California, and that that's just what it is, and that Muslims who befriend non-Muslims, specifically Christians and Jews, would never enter paradise. These are basic teachings that are in every Islamic school. Now, of course, if you had somebody running an Islamic school on the program, they would lie and say, no, we don't teach that. But when you hold in your hand the textbook that they use and you say, well, actually, I have a book right here and it exactly says that. So are you not aware of what's going on in your school? So it's going on. It's very clear. But it's not just being taught in elementary and junior high school. I mean, this is being taught in mosques and organizations. We have those materials as well. We have training materials for two of the largest Muslim Brotherhood organizations that teach their volunteers and employees to, quote, wage war until all sovereignty except that of Allah is eliminated, or actually the phrase they use is wiped out. So this is not just a limited, we found this in 1 or 2 or 400 schools. This is the predominant teaching in the United States and Islamic organizations.
Okay, John, you said to Gary's question that there were thousands of schools. Do you have any idea of how many students are represented?
I don't have those numbers on the edge of my fingertips, but we know that many of these schools, and they cut across the different Islamic cultures. I mean, obviously, we're not talking just Arabic students. You've got Asian students. You've got Islamic schools that primarily are in neighborhoods where you probably have African or Somali populations. You've got all kinds, but you've got them all over the country.